Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast to my good evening at 5:10. This is Update for Friday, 5th of April, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. A background to that news was sport and business, travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. A struggling tomorrow for farming. Future of the TET, according to the clerk of the course. Why the Laxey and Peel sewage works will be late. Lazare Parish Commissioners need a new member. And it's the Ravens' penultimate home match tomorrow at the Bowl.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Christian Jones.
Fastamai, the infrastructure minister, has refuted a suggestion that his department has abandoned plans to restore the horse tram tracks along Douglas Promenade. The horse tram service doesn't currently run between Broadway and the Sea Terminal, but Tim Crookle says a tram corridor had been retained to allow its future reinstatement. The Manx National Farmers Union says the Isle of Man's farming industry is going to struggle in the future unless something quite drastic is done. This week, a farm in the south of the island says it was giving up potato production, blaming high production costs and a sharp drop in local demand. And Ronaldsway Met Office has upgraded a yellow alert for coastal overtopping to amber, with expectations of a significant amount of debris on exposed areas. Meanwhile, a yellow warning remains in place for rain and severe gales, which comes into effect from 11 tonight. In international news, the United Nations has joined calls for an independent investigation after the Israeli military released its findings into the killing of 7 aid workers in Gaza. It says grave mistakes, misidentification and incorrect assumptions were involved in decisions to strike a charity convoy. A court in Germany hearing sexual offence allegations unrelated to Madeleine McCann has heard that a key witness in her disappearance has cancer. Helge Bushing first alerted Scotland Yard to Christian B, the main suspect. And an earthquake has hit the east coast of America, causing buildings to shake in New York City. US Geological Survey says it had a magnitude of 4.7. Those are the update news headlines next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Christian. From the Ronaldsway Met Office, a strong wind warning in operation and a gale warning later for the North Irish Sea. State of sea moderate or rough, occasionally very rough. And the weather after dark, rain will quickly move across the Isle of Man on a strong and gusty southerly, down to 9 degrees through the night. For tomorrow, Jasan, sunny intervals, occasional showers and a gale or severe gale for southerly up to 13 Celsius. But it won't feel much like that. Overnight minimum is 8. And Jaduni, sunny intervals and scattered showers on the strong to gale for southerly, top temperature 12. As Christian mentioned, there is a yellow weather warning for rain and severe gales and an amber warning tomorrow for coastal overtopping. Sunset 3:08 tonight, high tide 10:05, low water 4:26, sunrise 7:23, and watch out tomorrow morning, high water 10:25.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The General Secretary of the Manx National Farmers Union believes the industry is going to struggle in the future unless something quite dramatic is done. It comes after a farm in the south of the Isle of Man said it's giving up potato production due to high production costs and a sharp drop in local demand. Sarah Comish of the Manx NFU says there are opportunities, but it needs to be a collaborative approach.
I think there's a number of factors now that are putting pressure on the industry so that it's really going to struggle in the future unless something quite dramatic and quite tangible changes are introduced. Somebody might argue against this, but potentially I think we're already in that terminal decline. However, you can never say that there aren't opportunities out there. So we need, as an island, and certainly politically, we need to start looking at how we protect what remains of the industry and how we start to create opportunities for growth within the industry. That includes within our local marketplace, but also with our external markets as well, which has not been an area until very recently that has been explored by government. Individuals and businesses have certainly explored it. They've proven that it can be very successful. So now we need to look at what are those barriers that are preventing the industry from being able to access markets. So I'd really like people to examine the products they buy in the supermarket and try and find out where that product comes from anywhere in the world. Try and find out a little bit more about how it's produced. And I think there's an understanding that people who are lower incomes are going to need to buy the cheaper products. I don't think we can argue against that. I don't think we can say that people have to buy a local product that is more expensive. It's just understanding the reasons why it's more expensive. So it's more expensive because, as has been demonstrated recently with some local businesses, cost of production on the Isle of Man is much higher than it is in the UK.
ACU Events has helped the Isle of Man TT evolve in recent times, according to the clerk of the course, Gary Thompson. Gary comments after the motorsport body signed a new 10-year deal to remain as race organisers for the event until 2033. Gary Thompson.
I think the TT, from when we took over as race organiser in 2008 to where we are now, is a different TT. Greater expectations around risk management and governance, that's increased over the last 20 years or so. Motorcycle racing's become more professional. Technology's continually improved on motorbikes and thus become more sophisticated, which obviously brings higher expectations. The event itself's become more commercial, increasing revenues, and in doing so then brings added pressures on the whole event, really, including the race organiser. Safety's improved significantly. We had the two-year hiatus with COVID-19, which allowed us to do a root and branch review of the whole TT, including safety. I think at the moment, the biggest pressure we have is insurance. Having said that, we are in a good place with regard to insurance for the TT. The ACU itself has its own captive insurance, so that's a big plus. The insurance market has hardened, and the ACU has taken steps to safeguard against that.
There are those out there that can be critical at times of the way the ACU runs things, whether it's the organisation of sessions, the schedule overhaul, the road closures. Are they too much of an inconvenience for residents? What do you make of some of the criticism that maybe ACU gets in that regard?
Obviously, we listen to it, we hear it, but I think in many respects that criticism levelled against us probably comes from individuals who don't know the event that well or don't know what's involved in planning the event. I mean, yeah, we don't just rock up the day before first practice. The organisation of the TT is a 365-day-a-year job. There's a lot goes into this. The risk assessment, the event safety plan, all the other event documentation, the liaison with residents around the course, farmers, landowners. It's a massive event to put on.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years... This is Manx Radio.
Manx Utilities has published a more detailed update on issues affecting the development of sewage treatment plants at Laxey and Peel. The work, which aims to stop the discharge of raw sewage into the sea, has been delayed. The story with Lewis Foster.
In both cases, the authority says it's due to difficulties getting specialist equipment and contractors from the UK and delays during land acquisition. The new completion date for the Peel works is the end of 2026, a year later than hoped. But Manx Utilities says it should be able to install screening equipment earlier in that year to, remove solid material from the discharge ahead of the summer bathing season. That's dependent, though, on receipt of planning by June this year, there being no appeal by interested parties and no worsening of UK supplier resourcing challenges. In a statement responding to criticism of the delays, Manx Utilities told Manx Radio the authority continues to work extremely hard to de-risk the project and protect the public purse. However, it could not foresee the current issues in the UK wastewater industry, which have put pressure on supply chains for wastewater infrastructure, specifically the IRBC units. Those are integrated rotating biological contactors, and therefore had a knock-on effect on the final delivery milestone. For Garth, the authority is still looking at the Axenfell site, with pump stations at the Cairn, Glengarwick and three other intermediate pump stations. It says it's looking at getting some parts of the work done early, with a target for completing the full project by the end of 2026 as well. It admits, however, it can't commit to a firm date until a contract has been appointed. In both cases, Manx Utilities says it's arranging a meeting with the area's commissioners to provide a more detailed update.
With a very slim chance of reaching the promotion playoffs, FC Isle of Man hold their penultimate home game of the season when they welcome Lower Breck to the bowl tomorrow evening. While the Ravens are one of the NWCFL Premier Division's in-form teams, manager Paul Jones says they're going to have to be better than when they drew with their latest opposition earlier this season.
I remember we were very poor in the first half. It was one of the worst we've played in away from home to that point. Lower Breck are a very good side. Their form has picked up dramatically over the last kind of 10, 12 weeks or so, and they're winning regularly and scoring a good number of goals, and they're a really good football inside with clever players who move the ball around quickly and change position and rotate their positions quickly. So yeah, it'll be a real challenge on Saturday, but one that we're looking forward to. The biggest challenge will be mindset. You can't rest on your laurels at any level of football, let alone in our league, and just because you played a good game, it doesn't give you the right to play well the next game. So it's about everybody kind of making sure that they don't take a good performance for granted, and they put the work in that's required in order to get on top in a game of football to then go and hopefully kind of create some chances and put them away.
How big a challenge is it ahead with the schedule that you've got to try and pick up as many points as you can?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. It's not just us. There's other teams that are going to be playing far more frequently than us over the next kind of couple of weeks. But because we've still got this small chance of getting into the playoffs, our fixtures need to be played by the 20th of April, and that's what we'll have to do. And I'm sure we'll be able to get a good group out on the pitch no matter who we're playing. We'll have Tuesday, Friday, Saturday next week, and then the following week looks like it's going to be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's going to be a good opportunity to use the squad, because we'll have to do that, and I trust every player that pulls on the shirt will be able to put a performance together to give ourselves the best chance possible of winning the game. So if we can stay fit and healthy, we can stay as fresh as possible, and we can make as few changes to how we do things as possible, then we'll give ourselves a good chance of getting as many points as possible and see how close we can be to that fifth position come the close of play on the 20th of April.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Fast am I, it's 18 minutes before 6 this windy Friday evening, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. Lazette Parish Commissioners are looking for a new member to join the board after a by-election held towards the end of last year failed to gain interest or nominations. It was subsequently pushed back into this year, with a successful candidate remaining on the board until the local authority elections next year. Chairman Julian Tear was asked what sort of person would thrive in the position.
It's really someone concerned about the running of the parish and the delivery of public services. They know themselves from their own life experiences what is relevant and what isn't. They will have concerns about how much they're paying for certain things. They will have concerns about services. If they can be a member of the commissioners, they can directly put that input into what the commissioners decide.
This seat has been empty for quite some time. I think it was November there was a failed by-election. So what has the local authority done between then and now to make sure that there is more interest and there won't be another failed by-election?
We've gone to some extent to try and publicise this more. This time we're putting posters up to try and bring it to people's attention that there is a vacancy in the Sayre parish. Before, it only really had the one statutory advert in the local paper. Well, not everyone reads local paper, so we're trying to publicise it more now.
And what do you think are the top issues that are facing Lazare at the moment?
The amount you pay in rates. Also, we're concerned with the ongoing Ramsey Town boundary extension. We want to keep our parish as intact as we possibly can. All I can say is local authorities are important, run by well-meaning people that do their best to support the community. It is far better to have local people involved than something that is distant and out of reach.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Credit data firm Experian agreed to buy Illion, one of the leading consumer and commercial credit bureaus in Australia and New Zealand, for up to $820 million. Experian noted in a press release today that a series of regulatory reforms in Australia have introduced comprehensive and positive data and open data services and have widened the array of data assets, scores and analytical insights being adopted by banks and other institutions. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. Samsung Electronics Electronics expects profits to jump by more than tenfold for the first 3 months of 2024 year on year. It comes as the price of chips have recovered from a post-pandemic slump and demand for artificial intelligence-related products booms. South Korea-based Samsung is the world's largest maker of memory chips, smartphones and TVs. It's scheduled to release a detailed financial report on the 30th of this month. The technology giant estimates its operating profit rose from 6.6 trillion won, it's about 3.9 billion sterling, in the January to March quarter, 931% higher than the same period last year. That beat analysts' expectations by about 5.7 trillion won. Earnings are expected to be boosted by a rebound in global semiconductor prices after a severe downturn in a year earlier. Global memory chip prices are estimated to be up 20% in the last year.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed down. The dollar strengthened after data showed US employers hired far more workers than expected in March. Oil extended gains and gold gained too. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London and the FTSE 100 down 0.8%, 7,911. The DAX in Frankfurt at the close down 1.3%, 18,163. In New York City a short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.2% at 38,851. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up just over a percentage point at 16,220. The S&P 500 in the Midwest up just over 0.9% at 5,194. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 26.3 cents, €1 16.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 55.8 cents. In commodities, gold's up 1.6%, $2,325 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.25% at $91.23.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Now this comes under the heading, you must be kidding, but here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, sea temperature 9 Celsius. The wind for tomorrow, Saturday, south or southeasterly, force 5 to 7, veering south or southwesterly, increasing 6 to gale force 8 throughout the morning. Wave height moderate or rough, building rough or very rough throughout the morning. Wave period 6 to 8 seconds, high tide 10:30 a.m. Sunday, not much better. Southerly or southwesterly, force 7 or gale 8, decreasing force 6 or 7 in the afternoon. Wave height rough or very rough. Wave period 7 to 8 seconds. High tide Sunday morning is 11:15.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate. Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
Feedback's being sought on people's views of the special care baby unit at Nobles Hospital. Vicky Christian's part of a focus group at the unit which is looking to speak to parents, grandparents and others who may have visited the ward in the past 5 years.
Basically, we just want to keep improving the service. There's always room for improvement somewhere. And we can't improve if we don't know what people are experiencing. So we need as much feedback from as broad a range of people as possible so that we can put those plans into action. Yeah, we've had lots of people coming back to us, which is brilliant. It would just be great to receive even more. And if we could get a wider scale of people, so grandparents or other family members that have been visitors on the unit and their experiences, that would be really good too. So at present, they're taking babies from 32 weeks. So anybody who has to have their baby early or anyone who has a full-term baby who isn't very well. They will find themselves into the neonatal unit. And it's a terrifying place to have to go to. Personally, I had a fantastic experience with them when our little boy was in there. Yes, it was a scary, scary time for us to be in there, but they made it so much easier. And I think people don't know enough about neonatal. So when they find themselves there, it is really scary. But if people are more aware of what they do and how they run things, and it's not so bad. Like 99% has been absolutely amazing. And like I say, there's always room for improvement. So yeah, it's great to gather as much as possible. Contact me through Arlo's Adventure charity, through the messenger on there. We can keep everything separate there then. With the feedback that we gather, we'd like to be able to make sure that everybody has that good experience when they're there, so that although it's terrifying when they first go, when they leave, they don't feel that way.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and a big clash for survival in the Canada Life Men's Premier League forms a part of the Isle of Man fixtures scheduled across Saturday. Second from bottom around in 12th visit 10th place Union Mills, who sit just 1 point ahead of them, whilst fellow strugglers St George's in 11th head to St John's United. Elsewhere in Division 2, leaders Foxdale are without a game this weekend, with Castletown in second having the chance to go top if they beat Ramsey Youth Centre Old Boys. All of tomorrow's games across the divisions are due to get underway at 2:30 p.m. In rugby, Vagabonds remain firmly in with a shout of promotion from Counties 4 ADM Lancs Cheshire going into their final league game of the season tomorrow. They face a tough task to get the job done though, as they visit newly crowned champions Colne and Nelson on Saturday afternoon. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent Dave Christian thinks the odds are against the Manx side, but they have every chance of achieving a dream result.
Vagabonds, Ashton Underline and Ellesmere Port all have a chance of second place. Colne and Nelson, very direct running team, difficult to play against. If they're already champions, they may take their foot off the gas, and that might just let Vaggers in.
Elsewhere, Douglas will travel to Firwood Waterloo. Ramsey hosts Southern Nomads in the Manx Cup, and Vagabonds ladies are at home in a friendly match against Aspel. And finally, Saturday is the finale to the men's and ladies hockey season on Ireland, with two titles to be decided during the day. One of those is the coveted men's Premier League crown, with current leaders Vikings A just 1 point ahead of defending champions Backers A. Both have respective games against Castletown A and Valkyries A. Manx Radio's hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham explains how the top flight trophy could be decided.
So Vikings must win to be champions. A draw for Vikings and Backers go on to win, then Backers will claim it on goal difference. Or Backers A went on to win and Vikings lost.
Another championship going to the wire is in Ladies Division 1. You can see a full schedule of this weekend's hockey fixtures at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 7:10 EasyJet from Liverpool is on time. And then it's the 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh on time. 7:45 EasyJet from Gatwick. 7:55 Loganair from Liverpool. And the 7:50 Loganair from London City. They're all showing on time. Outbound, 6:00, Loganair to Liverpool. The patient transfer plane is on time. The 7:40 EasyJet to Liverpool is showing on time. The 7:55 Loganair to Edinburgh on time. The 8:15 EasyJet to London Gatwick is on time. On the road, temporary lights on the TT course for building work between Bishop's Court and Balaff, and temporary speed limits on the lower part of the TT course in preparation for the TT. Temporary lights on the main road at the Whitestone roundabout for manhole replacement in Ballasella. Temporary lights on Bratton Road near the Strand Close for a temporary crossing, and temporary lights in Laxey on New Road between Old Laxey Hill and Lurgy Graw for crane work. Hillside Avenue to Circular Roads closed in Douglas for window replacements. Part of Switzerland Road closed till November for building work. Temporary lights on the Andrews Road north of the village. Temporary lights on the Coast Road at Knock Sherry at the Switchback Junction for drainage work. And some water main work, so we've got phase closures at the Starvey Road, phase closures at Ballykill Ferrick, and Cian Drogheda Road in Andrews is closed. The Fastcraft left Douglas at 4:20. She's in Liverpool, should be in the next 20 minutes or so, leaving at 7:15, back to Douglas at 10 tonight. Manxman isn't coming back to Douglas, well, certainly not with passengers and everything else, till Sunday night at least. Has got pink all over it. Cancellations or rescheduled.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. Update
brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
And the Matrix signs at Bagarrow, Hillbury, Sulby and Ramsey showing fog on the mountain road. The United Kingdom's made a right hash of efforts to roll out free of childcare. The view of the owner of Hopes and Dreams Childcare Group. Later this month, Tynwald will be asked to approve a new childcare credit scheme for the Isle of Man, and Gary Pearce says he's confident we'll have a better approach.
I'm delighted that we're making progress. I think the amount of time it's taken to get to this stage has been necessary. The challenge for government has been in engaging with a very diverse sector. And in the 25 years I've been involved in childcare, these last few years have been way more dialogue backwards and forwards between the sector and government to get this right. Because on the adjacent island, from my perspective, they're making a right hash of it. And the headlines are very, very attractive, free childcare. But actually, the sector is really under immense pressure to be able to deliver that. And in reality, I think parents are finding that, one, it's not free if it's available. And it's not free because the headline is so many hours free, depending on the age of the child, but that's term time only. And if you've got a working situation all year round, you end up having to pay in the other parts of the year, so it's not free. But a lot of settings in England are saying, well, look, we can't afford to take the free places or deliver the free service because governments aren't paying enough for that. Now, local government here have been great in engaging with the sector and understanding, well, what are the problems for the sector? And they haven't sort of constrained us with that. What they've done is provide the level of support that gives parents choice of where they utilise that money to get the right childcare for their needs and their means. And that's got to be way better than the situation that we've got across the water.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Chanel Suku. After the news, Rob Pritchard with the sport, Chris Kinley with the hits at 6:30, and I'm back on Monday.
WIN